Should you believe it? In this section, we're going to be looking at how to properly evaluate a source. In this course, it is very important to be able to evaluate a source as reliable or unreliable, provided that you have not discounted the information because you recognize it as a faulty everyday way of knowing, because we know those have problems. I'm going to list off questions you should ask yourself to determine if it's valuable. First, is the research cited primary or secondary? You can determine this by deciding if it's a collection of information, like a textbook, or a direct source, like a peer-reviewed journal. Be especially wary if it's a blog based on an author's secondary research. This is actually just an author's opinion. Second, is it an academic or commercial source? An example of a commercial source would be companies like Dove performing proprietary research. An academic source would be used for scientific or scholarly purposes. Question number 3. Is it the OG original or is it translation? Make sure that you always get back to original published research, not only a version of it that has been translated for easier consumption. 4. Is it sound? What is the reputation of the publication? The research should be peer-reviewed and come from a reputable source. Some publications are predatory, meaning they look reputable, but they're really not. It is important to look out for these types of journals and get your research from publications with a good track record. Number 5, is it recent or up to date? Old research may no longer be correct. For example, if a researcher did a study about how many books University of Iowa students read on average, but it was done in the 1990s, this information would most likely be out of date. Finally, you should ask yourself, what is the author's background or qualifications? Are they reputable? Do they have good qualifications?